Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Person. Coming up, learn about how to stay safe around downed power lines, an upcoming earthquake drill, summer heat safety, and a recognition for the county's 911 center. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. You know, summer heat often brings thunderstorms and severe weather. Here are a few safety tips if you come in contact with downed power lines, either during or after a storm. First, do not get out of your vehicle, and you'll want to call 911 for help. Wait for public safety personnel to arrive, and they will tell you when it's safe to get out of your vehicle. Never try to rescue another person if you are not trained to do so. If you must leave the vehicle, for example, if your vehicle catches on fire, exit by jumping away as far as possible from the vehicle. Never touch the vehicle or equipment and the ground at the same time. Keep your feet, legs, and arms close to your body. Now, you want to keep your feet together, touching, and move away by simply shuffling your feet. You want to shuffle at least 30 feet away from your vehicle before you take a normal step. You know, it may be a ways off, but it's not too soon to get the date on your calendar for the Great Southeast Shakeout on Thursday, October 15th at 10:15 a.m. That's right, 10:15 a.m. on 10:15. Learn more and register to participate at shakeout.org/southeast. According to the Weather Service, heat is one of the leading causes of weather-related deaths in the United States. It causes hundreds of fatalities every year and even more heat-related illnesses such as heat stroke, heat cramps, and heat exhaustion. The best line of defense against these illnesses is prevention. The following tips will help you stay safe when the mercury rises. First, stay indoors as much as possible and limit your exposure to the sun. Should you need some respite from the heat, however, you can take in a movie or visit a nearby shopping center or mall where there's air conditioning. Fairfax County also has several county facilities that serve as cooling centers, libraries, community centers, and the Fairfax County Government Center. There's where you can come in and get out of the heat. You'll want to check the operating hours at fairfaxcounty.gov first, though, to make sure the facility is open before arriving. You can also stay on the lowest level out of the sun if air conditioning is unavailable. Eat well-balanced, light, and regular meals. Be sure to dress in loose-fitting, lightweight, and light-colored clothing that covers as much skin as possible. And, of course, you'll want to avoid doing strenuous work outside during the warmest part of the day. Now, when necessary, the Weather Service issues heat-related alerts to help you prepare for extreme weather conditions. You'll also want to sign up for severe weather alerts from Fairfax Alerts, delivered to your email inbox and by text on your smartphone. You can sign up online at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. Fairfax County's 911 call center, also called the Department of Public Safety Communications, has met the training standards for the Association of Public Safety Communications Officials International Agency Training Program Certification. Only 52 of the more than 6,100 U.S. public safety communication centers have reached this plateau of achievement and excellence, and this marks the second time that Fairfax County's 911 center has earned this distinction. Now, public safety agencies utilize the APCO International Training Certification Program as a formal mechanism to ensure their training programs meet national standards. The APCO certification was effective July 2nd. You can learn more about the county's 911 center online at fairfaxcounty.gov/911. Finally, be sure to subscribe by RSS or email to the Emergency Information Blog at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. You'll also want to follow Fairfax County on Twitter at twitter.com/fairfaxcounty for breaking news and information. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. And please remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.